If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this: do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic. Welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday, where today we are breaking down the rise of the nano and even the micro influencer. Thanks for joining me. By the way, if this is the first time you've ever listened to one of my episodes, I would love to have you follow me on Instagram. It's at Shalene Johnson. I am the co-host of Build Your Tribe. My son Brock is the other co-host. We kind of split the episodes up. So today you're going to get me, on Thursday you'll get Brock, and we kind of go back and forth. Anyways, let's get to today's topic: nano influencers and micro influencers. First, what is a nano influencer? Well, you're going to see a lot of different descriptions. I've seen everything from a person who has an authentic, engaged following anywhere from 500 to 10,000 followers. Some people like to say that a nano influencer has less than 5,000 followers. I think it really kind of depends. It's not a scientific definition. The micro influencer is anything from 10,000 followers all the way up to about 250,000 followers, 250K. Some might even say the number of followers isn't the metric to look at when you're trying to find a nano or micro influencer. Rather, it is the amount of average engagement they get per post. That makes a lot of sense. The reason why we're seeing a huge surge in the popularity of using and also becoming a nano and or micro influencer is because mega influencers have started to run their course. And the reason why mega influencers started to become a needed necessity for businesses is because Facebook advertising and other forms of advertising have become less and less effective. It's becoming more expensive and less effective because the average consumer is like, yeah, I don't really want to hear from the brand. And that's, I'm not following a brand, I'm following people. Think about the accounts that have your attention on social media. It's probably not the Adidas account. It's probably not the Amazon account. It's probably not the fill-in-the-blank brand account. We follow people, and we follow people we trust. And when someone we trust makes a recommendation or talks about something or is wearing something that we like and we admire that person, we want to know, where did you get it? How can I get it too? That explains why influencers in general have been an incredibly valuable and effective, cost-effective way for many brands to reach a larger audience. But as with anything, money corrupts. And so lots of mega influencers have caught on to the fact that they can buy their followers and they can also pay for engagement. And you might think to yourself, well, yeah, but aren't big brands savvy to that kind of deceit? Some are, some are not. And in some cases, people are really good at this and it's hard to verify or to prove it's happening. But what big brands can tell is we're investing a lot of money with this mega influencer who has a huge following and is supposedly getting this huge engagement, but we're not getting a huge return on our investment. And a certain breed of mega influencers can command top dollar. some earning staggering incomes just from one post. I mean, with the right amount of followers and the right amount of engagement and the right amount of proof that you can get a return on your investment, we are talking, there are names you don't even know. And we're not even talking celebrities. We're talking some of these kids who've grown up on YouTube and they have millions of subscribers, or a legion of 20-something TikTokers who, again, have millions and millions of subscribers and are making millions of dollars with influencer deals. Just like anything, a lot of big brands are starting to look for more effective and more affordable ways to increase their reach. Brands love nano influencers because most nano influencers are just getting started and they're willing to do these promotional relationships in exchange for free product. Nano influencers often have a much higher engagement rate. In fact, if you look statistically at the size of anyone's following in social media, the more followers you have, the lower your engagement rate goes down. So the smaller the following, the higher the engagement, making the nano or the micro influencer attractive prospect. Couple that with the fact that a nano influencer or someone who's just getting started in the space is often going to bend over backwards to over-deliver, to build a relationship with the brand, and to build a relationship with their audience around that brand, resulting in a win-win. Now the nano influencer has some experience where they can put together a pitch deck or a pitch sheet and list that they have a, quote, partner relationship with XYZ brand. And even though technically it may not have been a paid sponsorship, brands look at these relationships and they look at the professionalism, they look at the statistics, the number of views, the engagement, clicks, and even earnings associated with your promotion of that brand. And that can lead to bigger and bigger paid opportunities. Today's episode is really going to be focused on those of you who are interested in creating an additional stream of income by doing this. Because I'm telling you, there are some incredible opportunities. Even for those of you with a themed account or an account where you're not the face of the brand, we see parents doing this with their young kids and with baby products. We have student examples of people who have an Instagram account for their cute dog. The dog is, quote, a micro influencer earning almost $100,000 just by recommending different supplies. So whether you're looking at this as an additional stream of income or something you want to do full time, I hope that this episode will help you understand what it takes and what goes into being a nano or micro influencer. Let's start with some of the qualities that you need to possess in order to be really good at this. Number one, you've got to be very personable and social. That means social media. You're going to need to be the face of it. If not you, then maybe your dog. You're going to have to manage it. You're going to have to spend a lot of time on social media. Social media influencers are on social media night and day, and they're personable. They're really good at connecting with their followers. They seem warm and friendly, connected, authentic. They respond to DMs. They respond to comments. And they don't take it too personally when they get negative feedback or criticism. If you're considering this, you need to be comfortable dealing with rejection. Influencers are kind of like actors or actresses. They're celebrities, if you will, who align themselves with brands. And until you're at the top of your game, this doesn't mean that the brands are coming to you. It means you're going to need to go to the brands. You'll need to get comfortable constantly pitching yourself and doing it on a pretty regular basis. Think about the last time you embarked upon a job search. You probably started with a resume, and then you looked to see who was looking for people with your skills. And then what do? You jump in and you customize your resume, you customize a cover page, and you send it off. Typically, you're not going to send it to just one company. You might send it to 30 companies in a week, hoping to land your next job opportunity. Well, as an influencer, it's all about numbers. So be prepared to send a large volume of cover letters, to be customizing your media kit, and to be regularly looking for brands that align with what it is you offer, what it is you like, and how it is you hope to serve your audience. If you send out 30 pitch letters, on average, you can expect to hear back from 2 or 3 of those companies. And in some cases, you might hear back from none of them. And if you're really good at this, you might hear back from over half of them. You'll need to be responsive. Actively engaging with your followers. That's one of the first things brands are going to look at. Does this person respond to almost every comment? Are they responding with thoughtful comments back, or is it just a like or a heart? How quickly are they responding to their followers? What types of questions are their followers asking? If you're considering being a social media influencer or managing someone as a social media influencer, the key is consistency. You need to be posting consistently high-quality content that's on trend at least once a day on most platforms, including Instagram, multiple times per day at the moment as it pertains to TikTok, and at least once a week if it's YouTube. You will need to make certain that all of your social media accounts are public. This means you'll either need to be a business account or a creator account. Personal accounts do not afford you the opportunity to see your social media insights. So if you're asking, can I be a social media influencer and keep my account private or personal? The answer is no. You will also need to have a certain degree of tech savviness. Now, I'm not talking about needing to understand coding, but you definitely need to know how to use the basic functions and features of popular apps used to edit videos on your phone. You'll need to know how to edit photos. You'll need to know how to create content yourself or to outsource it so that your content stays on trend using the latest features from platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And frankly, you're going to need to be creative. In order to stand out as a social media influencer, brands today are looking for more than just beautiful photos. They're looking for original content, creative content that doesn't feel like an ad. They're looking for a clever angle, shareable content, and videos that keep people engaged. Listen, getting started is the easy part. Anyone can get started today being a nano or micro influencer. But if you truly want to be successful at this, you need to focus and hone your skills and understand all of the subtle nuances of the social media platform where you're getting the most engagement. And lastly, are you the type of person who loves to recommend things? If you haven't created that reputation for yourself, start today. I know that there are things that you have purchased in the last week, the last month, the last year that have changed your life. You love them. They've saved you time, make your life easier, made you happy, transformed the way you looked, transformed the way you feel, and you want to get in the habit of talking about these things. Start today. Start talking about them on your stories. And you don't need to always share the link or all the information. Ideally, you want to share just enough information that people are like, oh, I have to know what that is. Where did you get it? How much did it cost? Where can I find it? Those are the kinds of questions you want to train your social media followers into asking you. If, however, when you're posting, you're giving them all that information, you're telling them how much it cost, where to find it, what year you bought it in, what color they should probably buy. If you're giving them all the information, then your followers don't need to ask any questions. And that is bad for engagement. You want to train your followers that they can ask you questions and you'll give them the information. So here's your homework assignment. Go to your most favored social media platform and share something that you've bought in the last week, month, or year that you highly recommend. And then start doing that every single day, intentionally not giving them all the information, but perhaps leading with why it is you love it, how it is you use it, why you like this better than something else, but not giving them all the information so that you can begin to practice creating engaging dialogue with your followers. If this is something that's of interest to you, we do offer a mini course that includes all of the templates, the letters, how to create a pitch deck, what exactly a pitch should look like and sound like, how to negotiate, and so much more. That's inside the Marketing Impact Academy. So if you are a Marketing Impact Academy student, you can find that new content there. And as you know, you have lifetime access, so don't forget to log in. If you're not a Marketing Impact Academy student, you have no idea what you're missing out on. Check it out. Go to marketingimpactacademy.com. And as always, thank you so much for spending your time with us here. We really appreciate you. really appreciate when you leave a review for the show. Brock and I are incredibly grateful for every single review that we have. We regularly rank very high in the marketing category, and that really means a lot to us. So thank you for your continued support. I hope that you found this show brief, bright, fun, but now it's done. Thanks for subscribing or following, depending on what platform you're listening on, and we'll be back on Thursday.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode? And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.